What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hope you're having a great day. We need a great day from our Braves. Let's start this series off right with the Mets tonight at Truist. And we'll see where this thing goes, guys. Yesterday was an off day, so clear your head, Mike. We scored one run on Sunday. Doesn't mean anything, guys. We got to go out tonight and show up. But you said the Mets scuffling a little bit.
Yeah, they lost three games in a row, and Phillies gained some ground on them. So you're 7.5 out in the wild card, but 13 in the division. This is a great chance. Just talking to some of my buddies from where I grew up, and they're asking, well, my buddy Jimmy, what are the Braves looking like? Oh, not good. And I said, I always go back to it, not clutch. Yeah. Said starting pitching's been okay. Bullpen's not been great. Don't have a closer. That's another thing. You said you and I talked about this in the show yesterday. What happens if these Mets games are one-run games? You know, 7 of your next 10. You don't really have a closer right now. I mean, that's legit beef.
Yeah, you're feeling a little antsy. That's what I would tell you. If Rysel gets his opportunity to get back to being the closer, which is going to happen. They're just slow rolling him, guys. You know, look, he blew that save and or that opportunity to finish that game where we blew, a six-run lead.
Right.
And then they said, all right, we're going to bring him out of the pen, but not in the closer spot. I've said Dylan Lee, Mike, I think is going to get a couple of chances to potentially close. But we don't have a guy right now that you look at the bullpen up and down, okay, Pierce Johnson, none of these guys, and you go, he could do this. He's our closer. You're just going to feel your way through this until hopefully you're able to hand the ball back to Rysel Iglesias.
Right.
And that's why we need to go get another closer at the trade deadline.
And again, that whole Craig Kimbrell thing, is maybe bring him as a setup man, all that dog and pony show for one outing, they get rid of him. Strange, man. It's been weird. This has got to be the weirdest Braves season of all time.
It feels that way. Hey, man, we want to hear from you guys. Follow Mike, as always, Mike Bell, ATL. That's him on social media. I'm at Put 'Em Up, C Dukes. And follow the radio show, Dukes and Bell 929. We got a lot going on today outside of the Braves and certainly that big series that's happening. But we got to talk some football. We will with our buddy Mark Schlereth. He's on the way in about 12 minutes. Stay right there. Right now, let's get to 4th and 1.
It's time for 4th and 1 on Dukes and Bell.
First down. Let's get this right now.
All the NFL news and notes you need as we drive for the touchdown on Sports Radio 929, The Game.
Mike, George Kittle, one of the best tight ends, period, in football, is defending his quarterback. We talk about my quarterback. Brock Purdy, who signed a 5-year, $265 million deal. He says, I don't know what his winning percentage is, but when you win a lot of games, you only need 2 years to go to the NFC Championship or better. I think that's decent. That's Kittle's
but that
response.
Team was loaded.
Correct.
I mean, that's before the injury started getting after. That's a healthy McCaffrey. I mean, look, he was a solid quarterback, and they didn't have anything as far as quarterback depth when he goes out for that NFC Championship. It was one of the worst playoff games of all time. Remember that one?
Of course.
The Eagles just boat raced the 49ers in that one. So, but to me, he's just slightly better than Daniel Jones.
Yeah.
And the touchdown numbers, you're throwing 20 touchdowns in this era in the NFL, and you're going to get a guy that kind of guaranteed loot. I can't wrap my head around that.
No, it was tough for me to say, yeah, Purdy was deserving, even though what George Kittle was saying is correct. Here's my thing with this, though. Didn't a guy named Garoppolo take them to the Super Bowl?
That's a Big Ten 4.
I feel like with Shanahan, right, and we saw this here, I mean, he made Matt Ryan an MVP. Ryan was great, but he didn't do that until Kyle Shanahan became the play caller. The point is, guys, sometimes that plays such a role. Like, give Trevor Lawrence Kyle Shanahan. How much better is he? What does that look like? Like, he's gone through four head coaches, and he's been in the league like 4 years, right? I mean, like, sometimes that plays a role. And I'm not telling you that Purdy isn't capable, but what are they asking him to do? And this has been my criticism, Mike. When have you seen Purdy have his team, the 49ers, and they haven't been down because they've been great on defense and they paid everybody on offense. They haven't been in blown-out situations. But where you've just leaned on him and said, you need to take us back. We're down 21. It's on you. Go throw the ball 50 times in a game. I'm going to tell you right now, as you're looking at those stats,
right.
He didn't do it last year.
The 23 season, that's good NFL numbers, man. 31 touchdowns, 11 picks. You know, and again, in a team that has a lot of weapons, it's good. It's a balanced team. They built a good team. Just the injury, as we said, you know what happened to them down the stretch. But if you're looking, you know, as far as this last year, I mean, you know, I don't see it. And they also lost, what, 1, 2, 3? They lost 5 of their last 6 games down the stretch.
Yeah, because he couldn't carry them. See, this is what we're talking about. If that is Josh Allen, you still feel like you got a shot to win. If it's Lamar, you still feel like you have a chance to win.
They scored 6 points against the Rams.
If it's Mahomes, you still feel like you have a chance to win. He didn't do that.
And look, any good quarterback, you got to have the backups. And we know that when McCaffrey goes down, you know, Shanahan is brilliant enough to just kind of throw anybody out there, and he's going to get production from the running back position. But I understand you can't discount not having McCaffrey. But, yeah, that's some bad stuff right there.
Yeah.
The 12-6 loss to the Rams on a Thursday night.
5-4, 265. George Kittle's tight end's trying to defend him. Meanwhile,
we're not fans of Purdy if you can't tell.
No, look, I just feel like sometimes you get overhyped. And he's benefiting from being with arguably the best coordinator in football, or at least one of them. If he's not one, he's two. And by the way, Shanahan's one, Sean McVay's two, however you want to put it. Like that to me. Yeah. Okay, then Sean Payton's three. Like there are just guys. Last year, you guys saw Sean Payton make a team that was they paid a guy the $40 million to go away, and they were $60 million under the cap. Or over the cap and still went to the playoffs. That's coaching. He made his quarterback, his rookie quarterback that nobody believed in, better. Those are the kind of coordinators, Mike, that we're talking about that make guys get paid like this. It's not that Purdy is just so unbelievable.
But it's also a reflection of how tenuous the quarterback position is. And if you got a guy and he's got a couple of years and he's been in your system and you believe, you don't want to go back and start from scratch. And you don't want to have to go through the draft process, which is basically a 50-50 proposition. It's kind of like why the Giants gave Daniel Jones that contract, even knowing that they weren't sure he was the guy. But they were so far down the road with him and invested in him that they decided to pull the trigger. Look, he's a terrible quarterback. I just didn't think he was worth that kind of money. I thought it'd be a lot less than what he signed for, but the market got reset, and that's the going rate.
That is true. Steelers extend their safety to Sean Elliott on a 2-year, $12.5 million deal. This is one of those undervalued situations. We're talking about the Steelers defense and all these guys that you know, are potential Hall of Famers and the front seven. This is a really good signing by them. He's one of the best safeties in the NFL. And, Mike, he found a home in Pittsburgh, and they're taking care of him. I think this is a good signing. And, like, that's one of those signings, like, as the season plays out, if the Steelers' defense is really good, he's going to be another reason why.
Yeah, man. Everyone waiting to see if Aaron Rodgers puts them over the top. You know, if you get the kind of production you get with the Jets, you're really in a good spot. Despite all the Jets soap opera last year. We spent a lot of time pre-draft saying, just how is a team going to use Travis Hunter? I don't know if he's just trying to be glib about it, but the general manager for the Jaguars, James Gladstone, he goes on the NFL Serious Radio podcast, radio show, Andrew Siciliano.
Yeah.
He says that Travis Hunter has the capacity to play the whole game both ways.
Mm.
Now, JJ just made a face like someone farted in church. So, yeah, I'm not saying they're going to do that, but you and I said the right general manager and the right coach with some innovation and a find of the balance, because he's too good a talent to not get that both sides of the football going during the game.
I just look, do you risk him that way when you don't have to?
Not 75 plays,
no.
But you can still find the way and the right time, the nickel package, to get the juice. Get him on your best receiver.
Yeah, this whole playing both ways is cool, and I think Travis would want to do it because, like, we don't see it, right? You become legendary in that way. But I just don't think you risk him. You made a move. You made a trade to go get him. He is a difference maker. But, Mike, and if you do that, he's going to wear down a lot faster than most.
Well, that's what he says. General manager, again, this is Gladstone, GM of the Jags. He doesn't tire. He's got a spark. He's got the energy. Big article in SI about him. He's also a tremendous fisherman. The guy's just a natural athlete. But he says certain game plans might dictate usage differently. Putting a number on it is premature. Yeah, I'm not going to tell you that. He's not going to say, hey, we're going to 30% of the snaps on defense. But I do think, and I've always felt, you know, why you draft him, where you draft him, this guy's a unique talent. And it's only guys that are scared of their own shadow that won't try to use him on both sides of the football.
Yeah, look, and if I had him, I'm with you. Like, I'd probably do it as well. Hey, could these teams find themselves sliding back? USA Today's talking about this, and I saw this one team, and I went, what are they talking about? Mike, they list the Bucs as a team that could be sliding back this year. And I'm looking at their team and their roster and going, how?
Right.
I think they drafted well this year. They already won the division the last 3 years, and they shouldn't have won it last year, but they did. Quarterback is maybe the question, and not because it's Baker Mayfield, but because he has a new coordinator.
Yeah, and this is a guy that has bounced around the league a little bit, but now he's calling the shots. It is going to be different because Canales was great. He went up to Carolina. The Jaguars head coach got that gig.
Liam Cohen,
thanks. And now you got a new guy in Tampa. But the thing they're talking about, we had this soundbite last week, Mike Evans saying, man, this Emeka Ebuka from Ohio State's unbelievable. So they got that guy. Cade Otton was a really good tight end. We saw how good he was last year in both the games against them.
Yep.
And you've already got one of the best generational wide receivers in Evans. Godwin is still around. And Baker's been money. They went and got some pieces on the defense to shore some of the areas up over there. So I have a hard time barring injury for these guys to take that big step back everyone's talking
about. Yeah, look, Kalijah Kansi, Vita Vea, like their front, those two guys I'd love to have on our front.
Josh Grizzard, by the way, that's the OC.
Yeah, I don't think that to be the situation. Look, if they have catastrophic injuries, obviously that's anybody in the NFL. But they mentioned the Bucs. What about the Eagles or the Chiefs? Potentially going from first to worst. Do you see that?
Well, the Eagles did lose some pieces on defense, but of course they've had that wealth of riches of depth that now the younger guys get more reps and more minutes out there. So that doesn't seem to be a problem. I mean, they've built a tremendous machine. You got the best running back. You got a quarterback who's money. You got great wide receivers, great tight end, great pass rush. I don't see that coming off the rails. They also list Kansas City. Now, everybody, if you want to be prisoner of the moment, that all those things we just talked about with the Eagles kicked the crap out of the Chiefs and really exposed their offensive line. But the Chiefs went and signed guys. They changed dudes out. They traded Tooney. They drafted guys to play offensive line. They brought in Jalen Moore. Now the question is, they get the right guys because they knew they had a problem on the offensive line.
Yeah, look, I it's just hard for me. It's like with Brady all those years when the personnel changed, but they kept winning games. That's how I see Mahomes.
Right.
The personnel is going to continue to change around him. And whether Kelce was there or not, I'd feel this way. It's great that, you know, he's coming back. But the fact is, like, Mike, he gives you a chance like nobody else. It's like with Brady. And so they're going to win 10 or more games. Whether they're as good as they were 2 or 3 years ago, that's debatable.
And they've always had sort of stiffs at wide receiver. Yeah. You always felt like they've got, you know, some pieces, but they never have like that, you know, that over-the-top stud that, of course, you had with Tariq Hill.
That's it. And so they've been trying to replace that, right, that down-the-field threat. But Rashee Rice is still there. Xavier Worthy, right? They drafted him.
Out of Texas.
Correct. Yeah. Hook him. And then Hollywood Brown is, I mean, like they still have guys that can catch the ball, but I don't think the Chiefs fall off like that. I will say this, though. That division is going to get hard. Chargers, Broncos showed you they're coming, mm-hmm. right? Division's going to be more difficult. And the Raiders, I don't think they take a jump this year, but, you know, again, yeah. We'll see.
You know, Brady's got some good ideas for what they're trying to do with that team. We'll ask Mark Schlereth. He's going to join us coming up. From the internet, I went on. Do you use these AI overviews? Like, are they the artificial intelligence?
No, they just pop up now, though.
So, yeah, if you get them now on your computer, because I typed in, did the Chiefs fix their O-line? Mr. AI says, the Chiefs made significant moves in the offseason, but whether they have fixed it is still an open question. So we'll see.
You're laughing now. Pretty soon it's going to be like, why are you making fun of me, Mike?
What are you doing, Dave?
You're laughing now.
Again, all they have to do is take our voices and digitize it. And, you know, it's coming. I think you and I barely – I think you and me squeak under the wire for retirement before they made AI talk show hosts.
Maybe. I don't know.
I hope I'm wrong.
I don't know.
That technology's already there, man.
No, look, I've seen these Wayfair cars out on the road. Anything's possible, okay?
I mean, you just take the basic phrases. You know, you have like – you know, it'll be virtual mic. I think that guy is a bum.
They don't even do that. All they need is us to go A, B,
yes.
C.
I mean, it's not going to be like, I think the Chiefs did not perform better with their offensive. It's not going to be, it's going to sound like us.
No.
You know, bum.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think he's a bum.
Yeah. So you're looking
Brock
that up
Purdy
now.
Is a stiff.
And you know what? This AI is going to send this back to somebody and go, why is this guy looking this up? I could be doing this for him.
Yeah. I mean, and I just looked at key moves and changes. That's where I got the names about Jalen Moore and Simmons. But like I said, I mean, it's a double-edged sword with AI because, you know, you got when you're doing talk radio, you need information in a pinch. Right? For an argument or just to get the facts or the stats, it is interesting. But yeah, it's scary.
I'll say this, and not to scare like the medical folks, but a buddy of mine was recently in town and they had this big seminar and they had a big AI conference. And he was saying, Mike, that the guy was talking about the medical field and like a lot of the techs, right? X-ray tech, for example, mm-hmm. right? That happens like this with AI.
Yeah.
Right? Scan your body, tells you exactly what's going on. A lot of those jobs, I'm just telling you guys, like it's scary to think down the road. Some of the things that you thought, hey, I could do this forever. Nah, not anymore. Some of this stuff in the medical field, because it's changing like that.
You guys have seen 2001, right? You saw what happened with Hal. It's coming. It's going to be like Skynet. I mean, everybody's being glib about this stuff. No one really has a handle on
this. What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
As if you're honest, man. Yeah.
That's right, Carl and Mike.
The Hal 9, it'll be like, I'm the Hal 9000. Good morning, Atlanta.
Hey, man, Mark Slayer's on the way. He is no AI, but he knows a lot of football. We're going to pick his brain about the Falcons and more coming up next. It is Dukes and Bell. Braves lineup is out. We'll talk about it in just a little bit. But we got to spend time with our friend Mark Schlereth. Stink is on the line. You watch him on Fox. He does the breakfast ball there. And he, of course, is an NFL Odyssey insider. And he does a crazy podcast, guys. It's called the Stink and Truth Podcast. Make sure you check it out on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. Stink, good to have you back on the show. Brother, I want to ask you about our quarterback first, and I'm talking about Michael Penix. Mike and I were just talking about breakout season for him. He played three games last year. We got a nice sample space of what, you know, we think he's going to be. I know you've called a lot of Falcon games. Tell me what you think about the potential of Michael Penix with the Falcons.
Yeah, I mean, the potential is there. There's no question. Arm talent-wise, you know, his ability going back to college was amazing. Obviously, the injury thing notwithstanding, right? But he looks the part. And it'll be really interesting. You know, Zach Robinson, I don't know that the guy's ever called plays. I know the pedigree, right? And I know under Sean McVay and being a passing game coordinator and things of that nature. But putting that offense all together, it'll be really interesting. You know, the one thing about that offense in particular, and I know the offense better than I probably know the player, is that, like, when you tie it all together, when you tie that running game together with that pass game, especially with the backs you guys have in Atlanta, good things are bound to happen. You can take a lot of pressure and put that quarterback in a ton of advantageous throwing situations. So I love it. You know, Sean McVay used to say this all the time. If you go back to the Rams and all the success they've had, is that they're really truly a you know, a power run team disguised as a spread offense.
Right.
And I always love that kind of philosophical approach that, hey, we're going to show you a bunch of things and we're going to look like a, you know, they were a big three wide team at that time. And, you know, and all of that, but we're going to run the ball. We're going to run it down your throats. And I love that aspect of the way they operate that offense. So it'll be really interesting to see exactly his progression and how this offense progresses with the new OC and with the quarterback in general.
And that's the thing, Mark, because, you know, you were part of some amazing teams that could do both run and throw. As a, you know, as a Falcon fan, I just think it's pretty simple. Play action pass and everything's going to open up and it should be there, right? Is it that simple?
It's never that easy. Sometimes, you know, sometimes it looks that easy at times. It's not always. And part of that is, as a play caller, you've got to fall in love with two-yard gains as long as they're nasty two-yard gains. Because those things will open, they'll open up your offense. The problem that you get into is there are a lot of coordinators that look for the opportunity to can the running game, to get away from the running game, right? They'll get two or three two-yard runs and they'll be like, screw it, we can't run the ball, let's throw it every down. And that's a huge temptation, because what happens? Let's face it, if Zach Robinson is a young guy, comes into Atlanta, and they throw the snot out of the football, he's going to get an opportunity to become a head coach, because there's nothing, you know, 80-year-old owners like better than a, you know, a young guy that knows how to throw the football, you know, football, or develops a young quarterback. They feel like, you know, they can't wait to get that guy. It's, you know, it's like taking the little blue pill. They love that. So, you know, we'll see. You'll see how that operates. But that offense really is dependent on all that stuff meshing together. And the great thing about that play action game that you talk about is those are short throws to usually wide open guys with an opportunity to have 6-7 yards of space around them to become runners with the football. And that's where you create these explosive 20-yard-plus plays off of 4 or 5 yard throws, and like that's when your offense really starts to hum.
We're talking with Mark Schlereth, guys. He is an Odyssey NFL, should I say, insider, and of course, check out his podcast, The Stinking Truth. I want to ask you about while we're talking quarterbacks, the Broncos, and what Sean Payton did with Bo Nix. And your assessment of Nix, I know people have criticized him or tried to talk about, you know, the fact that he's boring or whatever. I don't think that's the case. I think a lot of people who watch the NFL were pleasantly surprised at how good Bo Nix was. But it was a lot of Sean Payton, wasn't it?
Yeah, well, Sean recognized, like, he went through, the only quarterback that they didn't really dig into was Caleb Williams, because it was a foregone conclusion he was going to Chicago. Mm-hmm. But when it came to Bo Nix, there's a couple of things that he loved about Bo Nix. One, he was an A++ when it came to understanding the offense. And Bo Nix, when they handed him that playbook the night before, I mean, he came back and essentially had formations and terminology, everything memorized. Like, he knew it. So that was a big plus for Sean. Secondly was, the guy didn't take sacks in college, and he didn't fumble the ball. So anytime you take a sack, you know, it's like, I mean, it is way worse than taking a penalty because you're losing that down at the same time. So that was big, especially after coaching Russell Wilson for a year. Sean was like, I'm done with the sacks, right? That has become a quarterback statistic or a quarterback-driven statistic more than it is an O-line-driven statistic. So that was big. Athletically, he can run. He can get out on the edge. He can make some plays with his feet. And then I think the big thing was, from a decision-making standpoint, he made quick decisions and got the ball out to the right read. You know, and I think it's one of these things, like, I heard Kyler Murray the other day, you guys, say, man, I think we need to schedule, you know, have more off-schedule plays in our offense and get me out of the pocket more and, you know, where I can just run around and create. And that's exciting. Like, it's fun to watch. And, you know, you create a ton of SportsCenter highlights. I mean, a ton. And everybody plays them. You still end up losing 31-34, but it's really exciting. Boring wins. And I'm talking to Byron Leftwich, which is a couple of years ago when Brady was the quarterback at Tampa. And I ended up doing like 6 Tampa games at that time, that year, I think, or 5 Tampa games that year. It was crazy. And I was asking, you know, Byron, like, what sets him apart? And he goes, listen, if we're running something as simple as curl flat, and everybody and their brother's uncle has it in their offense, and the flat is the first read in the progression, and it's open, and it's boring. He throws it 100 out of 100 times and puts us in second down and 5. Mm. And he goes, and that's what wins in the NFL. Next thing you know, you have a run, it's 3rd down and 2, and your offense is wide open. I can run anything I want in 3rd down and 2. And so you get to the point where you start to understand the offense and get the ball out of your hand and get it to your playmakers and let them make plays. And it becomes those easy things where you keep yourself in 3rd and short situations where you can really operate. And that's one thing that, you know, as Bo progressed throughout the year, that's one thing he did exceptionally well, is to kind of keep them in a rhythm as an offense. And that stuff is so important for the entirety of all the guys who play on the offensive side of the ball.
It's Mark Schlereth with us, guys. He is one of our Odyssey Insiders, the Stinkin' Truth podcast as well. And, of course, he's a Super Bowl winner and a Pro Bowler and a good dude. We were talking last segment about, you know, teams that may go backwards. The last memory we have of the NFL season is the Eagles just beating up on the Chiefs' offensive line and getting anything they wanted. You think the Chiefs are not going anywhere? They do enough to fix that O-line for Patrick Mahomes?
Yeah, it'll be really interesting, right? Because they lose Tooney, who, you know, bounced around from left guard to left tackle, and you know, that was kind of a disaster in the Super Bowl. I love the kid they took out of Ohio State, Josh Simmons. He was probably my favorite offensive lineman prospect coming out of college this year, but he was coming off a torn, torn patella tendon or something. So it'll be interesting to see if that guy, you know, is right and if that guy is healthy. And then, you know, with the Chiefs, they're getting the receiving core back, getting, you know, Rashee Rice should be back depending upon suspensions. Xavier Worthy is, you know, can flat out run. They had Hollywood Brown. He wasn't really healthy at all last season until the very end of the season. So if they can get all that stuff together, then there's potential. You know, the issue that I would have is Andy Reid runs the ball not because he wants to, because he feels like every now and again he has to. And, like, you can put your offensive line under a lot more stress if you don't understand, like, how to do that. And when you have issues up front like they did at the end of last season, man, you've got to be able to mitigate those issues. And you watch those Kansas City games. I know they were, what, 15-2 or whatever they were, or 14-3, whatever they were. But there were a lot of games they could have easily lost, and Patrick Mahomes just overcame some of those situations. Should have lost both games to Denver. There was a lot of really close games, but ultimately they were able to, you know, to squeak those games out because they just know how to win until they faced a team that can really put it on you in Philadelphia in the Super Bowl, and they just crushed them. So it'll be interesting to see exactly how that goes. Like I said, when you've got a young offensive line or you've got a lot of positions that you had to kind of rebuild in Kansas City, you better understand how to protect those guys. So it'll be interesting to see if they do that.
Mark, always appreciate you, man. Continued success, brother, with all the things that you have going on. And we look forward to talking with you as we build up to training camp and, of course, throughout the season, man. Thank you so much.
Sounds good. Be well.
You too. Cool. Mark Schlereth, guys, here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Hey, coming up, we got Yeah Man, No Man. Want to remind you, we are getting the weekend started.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
A little bit early this Friday at Twin Peaks in Buckhead. Join us starting at 2 as we get ready for another big sports weekend, plus all the great food and drinks, scenic views, hint, hint, and much more. That's Dukes and Bell, Friday, 2 to 6, Twin Peaks in Buckhead on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Day-Day's got Yeah Man, No Man next. Thanks to Mark Schlereth for jumping on with this great football conversation with him, as always. Braves lineup is out. And look, Mike, Ronald leading off, Eli White left field. I said left field's been a black hole for us. That's why Profar, when he comes back, he's going to be in left field. Hopefully July 2nd, first date that we'll see him. Matt Olson at first base, Austin Riley. This is the lineup. So Acuna, White, Olson, Riley, Marcelo Zuna, DH-ing guys. You got Albies, Sean Murphy, and then Michael Harris. Nick Allen is at shortstop, and then Spencer Schwellenbach pitching tonight. We're going to talk with Grant coming up in the 5 o'clock hour. As we try to turn the page past that Rockies series win, it was just a disappointing Sunday. But we'll see what this lineup can do against the Mets, Mike, because we got to score some runs, man.
Yeah, and you know me, man. I understand the lefty-righty aspect of this stuff, and I know that he did cool off. Drake Baldwin batting just 167 right now for the month. So we knew it was going to come at some point. Some guys were like, you know he's going to cool off. Are you rooting for it? I mean, you know, yes, he has cooled off. He is just 5-for-30. This month. So guys making adjustments into his approach, guys getting tape on him. So we'll see now. But unfortunately for him, you know, I'd love to see him get that experience on the job and not every other day, but that's going to have to play the way we have to play out that way.
I agree. I just need more bats for him. I'm with you. All right, man. More on the Braves coming up. Stay there right now. Let's get to Yeah Man, No Man.
All righty, guys. We're here. Yes,
it's a Tuesday.
Yeah, man.
All right.
Never find your car?
No. Well, okay. I'll update you guys offline on that.
Okay, actually. All right.
I'll give you something offline on that. You guys can kind
of offline.
Yeah, a little offline conversation. All right, real quick, though, I do want to give a yeah, man, to my guy, Joel Hillsman. Hillsman Heavy, he covers high school hoops around the area, but he gave me a shout-out last night. We were kind of texting, says he's always locked into the show.
My man.
Loves you guys, so appreciate him supporting and tuning in.
Good American right there.
All right, first up, guys. So I don't know if you noticed this last night. I didn't, and I can honestly tell you I don't know that I would have even cared that it happened. So last night during the finals, ABC aired the introductions of the starting lineups for Game 5, right? This is the first time they've done so since 2013.
How is that possible?
I don't know. And I honestly, I couldn't remember the last time I saw an NBA starting lineup being announced.
Right.
So, yeah, man, no, man, you could have cared less about watching the lineup introductions.
Well, I mean, you do get the opening of the playoffs World Series. You will get everybody on the third base, first base line. And then after that, you just come out of the dugout the rest of the series. So, I mean, it takes like 35, 40 seconds tops. I'd like to, you know, I'd like to know who's on the floor. I mean, I'd rather hear that than anybody on ESPN talking.
Yeah, I'm with you, Day-Day. I didn't realize this until after the fact. But, look, you say that, but you're going to tell me you didn't want to hear the Bulls introduction? You didn't want to see that? And now!
That guard!
Come on. I mean, right.
But it was different. It was different.
That is you, and that right there is when we used to do it, it was better.
Right.
That's the deal. You don't care now because you're not as invested as you once were. But I'll say this. It didn't make a difference to me. I think part of this had to do, and I could be wrong about this, Mike, but, you know, the lead up to the game, look, they're trying to run as many spots as they possibly can.
God, yes, they
and
are.
make money and recoup some of this money they're spending to get these rights. So I think that it just kind of got lost in translation. I don't think most people realize that the finals – introductions haven't even happened.
Yeah.
And so last night when it did, I'm with you. I was kind of like, okay, cool.
Right.
I didn't know that OKC did all the things that they do because everybody's got their routines and their handshakes and stuff.
That was cool, yes.
Yes. But no, look, if they didn't do it the rest of the way, I wouldn't be disappointed.
I mean, I don't know, maybe not because I'm so sick and tired. I hate pregame shows. I just want to get right to it. So maybe I'm just used to getting into character as the game starts. I don't know. I guess, like Carl, I didn't realize I was missing it.
Yeah, same. Like I said, when I read this, I was just like, when was the last time I saw it? I didn't realize I'd been, again, hadn't even seen them. So, all right, next up, ESPN's 50 States in 50 Days begins June 27th with the stop right here in the ATL. All-Star Weekend, L. Duncan and Kevin Agande will be on site. And so basically what this is, it's a nationwide tour designed to bring SportsCenter and its anchors directly to fans across the country. So
good for Ellen,
obviously
Atlanta
cool.
Girl.
Yeah, right. Yeah. About to say Atlanta, you know, hometown product. So really cool that they're going to bring her here for that. But yeah, man, no, man. Great marketing move by the four letters.
Not the worst idea I've heard from those dudes. I just told Carl the other day, I get up in the morning, I want to watch SportsCenter, and there's two ninnies. Just like me. It's like the antithesis of Stuart Scott and Rich Eisen or Dan Patrick and Oberman back when you could deal with Oberman.
Right.
I mean, it's just, man, these guys and the way they do their little it's like literally it's like schoolgirls in like elementary school just chirping away. It's so un what I was. You know, another thing that was just better back in the SportsCenter was just better because it was because he got highlights and it was good.
Yeah.
And the guys were clever, and these guys aren't. So there you go. This is my beef.
I like this idea, and I do think it'll be good for the four letter. I do. I think it'll be good for them. Part of what Mike is saying is we had even then limited choices.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. There are so many more things now available to us than there was then. So those were our guys.
Right.
And when you woke up. Right? I was in college in the 90s. I'm like, I'm waking up every day. I'm watching these guys. I'm going to bed every night. I'm watching these guys. We got so much more now on our plate and so much more access to so many things. But I do think this is a good idea. And, yeah, I'm happy for L. You know, Trevor just went back up there. Yeah. He's an ATL guy. He's doing his thing. So, yeah, man, I think it'll be good for them.
Right, good on. Deal. Good deal.
By the way, guy, hit us up on the text line. Gary Strusky and Randy Scott said he annoys them, too.
Oh, yeah. Oh, those are the two guys?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's what, okay. All right.
Hard to listen to.
Last one I got for you guys here. So, in the wake of Kevin Durant, now he's got his list of preferred teams. And then we had the whole Devers thing over the weekend. And, you know, just on and on, just more and more over the years. And this is my old man rant.
Uh-oh.
I just feel like, one, professional team owners have created this by not just saying, look, I cut the check, you do what the coach says. Mm. All right? Yeah, man, no, man.
Did you just say shut up and dribble?
Day-day to athletes, shut up and dribble.
Did I just hear you
no,
say
no,
that?
No, not quite that way.
Okay,
not
okay,
quite that
okay,
way.
Okay.
But yeah, man, no, man.
I don't
no,
care
man.
About your politics. Play the game. Wow.
Go ahead.
Yeah, wow. Man, no, man. The players today are getting way too much power when it comes down to how they navigate trade situations.
That's a given. NBA more than anything else. I mean, the tail does wag the dog. You know, to the detriment of the team trying to build something. The cap, you know, we just talked about Durant. He's kind of the poster child for that kind of juice. He's destroyed a number of teams on his merry way, from Brooklyn to Phoenix and now wherever he goes next.
Brooklyn! Yeah, look, do I like it? I mean, what are you asking me? Is it good or bad? I mean, what are you asking? Because I'm going to say, yeah, man, to all of that. Like, it's not good. Mm-hmm. I don't like it. But it is the reality of where we're at. And, look, I don't think it's changing anytime soon.
Right.
But here's the point, though, also. How many guys really have that kind of power? Seriously. Look around the NBA. Like, there are very few. There's probably five or six guys that could do what you're saying and literally force their way out to go wherever they want. Harden's done it numerous times, but Harden's been an MVP despite what I think about him. He's been an MVP, one of the best offensive players in the history of the league. Durant, similar situation. Champion, right? If LeBron, he's left as a free agent, but if he wanted to force his way out, Curry could do this. Who else? Now, maybe you're going to say SGA. I don't know if that's in his personality, but, like, there are very few guys. Tatum, maybe with Boston, could do this.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But it's, like, a few that are kind of shaping our opinions about why we feel this way about the NBA. But Mike and I talk about this all the time. All these stars all have gotten coaches fired.
Right.
All of these guys have gotten coaches fired. So that's a different conversation than using the power that you have with your star to force your way out of a situation and go where you want to go.
Now, what about the fact that maybe it could be influencing? Because look in the case of Shamar Stewart. He hasn't even played a down in the NFL, and now here he is already.
He's chirping about the Bengals management.
And I'm not saying he's wrong, but.
Day-Day to Shamar. Shut up and play, rookie. Wow, he's an OG. Day-Day's an OG.
I know. I'm my old man, Ren. I know what I want. Yeah,
You haven't earned the right, rookie, to be talking that ish.
Look, I don't know if it's going to translate. Here's the difference. The NFL system doesn't allow you to do that.
Right.
You can, but you're going to lose a lot of money. Mm-hmm. And, Mike, who was the running back I'm thinking of? Jets went to the Jets running back, or the Le'Veon Bell.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Remember Le'Veon
set
Bell?
Out of year.
Yeah,
set out
of
year.
Year, yeah.
Lost himself $30 million.
NFL didn't care.
Right. They'll make more Doritos.
And he was, at the time, one of the premier running backs.
Right. Yeah.
You can't do that in the NFL like you can in the NBA.
Okay. All right, well, that's it, guys. That's what I got for a Yeah Man, No Man on a Tuesday.
Yeah, man. That's funny because we get into this conversation probably once a week. It just comes up because you don't want to be like, you know, yeah, you know, it was better back in the day. It just kind of was. Speaking of, by the way, I was going to save this for Guy Talk, but we got a minute. Did you see LeBron on this latest podcast?
No.
Talking about the ring chasing cult. I mean, the rings defining your career. And the guys are like clapping back at him, like, dude, it sounds like he's going through therapy, kind of crying about his career a little bit. Basically saying that, you know, there's too much emphasis put on rings, and people saying, well, damn, you were chasing rings when you went to the big three and created that bad boy.
He didn't have one. Then he got two. Right. You're right. I mean, like, I guess once you have one, you see the light. But, like, even Russell Westbrook said this. Remember a while back, and he was like, I'm not going to be defined by the rings. And I'm like, okay, but I don't know, Mike. I'm torn on this. I also, look, I feel like having rings should put you in the conversation of the greatest of all time. But I also don't think it should be the sole factor that we make you the greatest, because there are other guys that have more rings than Jordan, but we don't see that. We see Jordan as the greatest. But that's interesting from LeBron, though. You're right, because now what is this? Is it Miami?
Right.
Lakers?
Now, I give him all the credit in the world for going back to Cleveland. And, of course, you know, that was a team that was, you know, he did have, you know, some pieces around him. He did have his Scottie Pippen when he had Kyrie Irving.
That's right.
On that squad. And Rondo was a good squad. But LeBron, it's funny because I'm reading some of the comments from some of the listeners. This guy got a bunch of comments on this one. He said, LeBron is trying to say rings shouldn't define a player. Is great or not? Is his latest attempt to boost his GOAT case?
Okay,
we all know damn well he's only saying this because he's 4-6 in the finals, despite having three super teams. That's, you know, that's one fan's take. But if you are you know, if you're a Michael guy, that's like teed up for you, the LeBron argument that, you know, LeBron doesn't have a perfect record in the finals, but he did also go to more. So I mean, like I've always felt, and we get into this if you're new to the show, these arguments become this zero-sum game. Like, he's the loser, that's the winner. I mean, LeBron is the greatest of his generation. I'm a Michael guy. But, I mean, LeBron is another guy who's in this generation different than Michael. If Michael had this form and Michael had the social media, would we have heard Michael saying things like this? I don't know. We never got to here because there really wasn't a platform for it. Michael was just always above board, and that was it. You know, the closest we got was during the documentary to see what went on behind closed doors.
Yeah, look, I agree somewhat with that comment. Mm. About there's, you say things like this when you're at the end, because he is
legacy, you know, time.
He's only gonna play a few more years. The deal is, he still, if he quits tomorrow, he's going down as one of the greatest of all time. He could have quit 6 years ago, he would have gone down as one of the greatest. But you are to that listener or that that point, you are justifying, look at all of this other stuff that I've done.
Right.
Yeah, I got a couple of rings, but look at all this other stuff. It's way more. All of this right here, Mike, is way more important. I got rings over here. This is more important. Yeah. And you're trying to pump yourself up.
I mean, I for instance, we don't like James Harden. I know you hate James Harden. I understand why.
Overrated.
I mean, and just, you know, the meaningless, you know, stats, a complete lack of any modicum of defense. Remember when they had that one steal in the bubble? Ooh, he made a defensive play. Remember that? Oh, wow. But I mean, maybe it's the personality. I would never think Karl Malone is a loser. You know, Karl Malone's a Hall of Famer, but Karl Malone doesn't have any rings. You know, as, you know, initial start. Maybe he went chasing at the end, too, in his career.
He did. Well, he was on the 04 Lakers team at the end of that bench. I mean, like, I think that's just guys not wanting to give it up. And maybe, hey, I'll go play with a friend or two. But, man, I don't know. That's an interesting comment from LeBron. But I think there's some validity to it. We can't solely base guys' careers on just rings. There are a lot of great players. Even a guy that has a statue in front of our building downtown,
right,
who didn't get one. I can't just base it on the fact that he didn't get one. He was incredible. And so I hear that. All right, man, we got more to get to. Dog Report's on the way. His dad said, you don't need that money. What? Find out what we're talking about. Stay right there. It's Dukes and Bell.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.